Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Gracious, oh my gosh, you don't have any idea. Me and Caroline didn't know that we were going to be able to do this show today because all these things happened. It wasn't, the episode wasn't showing, and then the sound wasn't showing, and then I quickly called Anna, and she is not available at the moment, so we kind of worked it out. So Caroline is feeling very empowered today right now, because we figured it out. You know, you guys that are geniuses at this stuff,
We are not.
We are not. This is not our thing. You know what I mean? But because we weren't raised in it, you know. So here's the deal. If you'd have been around 25 years ago when Aquarius started, and we had to do all the way, the old way of pasting up boards and running to Delta Dash to get it to the printers. And when we were doing all of that in today's world, all of you guys may not have known have what we were doing. So it's not that you can't be taught. It's just that there's nobody around to really teach you. You know what I mean? It's like, and then we're not really teachable. Well, we are teachable, but not in a 5 seconds, do this, do that, go here, go there, and then it's magic by magic. No, that is not how it works in our world. And so that's the bottom line. It's just tough, you know? So anyway, we weren't around last week. Caroline was under the weather, feeling much better today, although I don't know that it'll last through the Toastmasters meeting tonight. I'm hoping it does. I hope she goes home and takes another little rest and comes back, but we'll see about that. But I did want to say that Toastmasters is tonight. This is a spiritual group, guys. This is not your normal, boring, Toastmasters. This is a group that uses our spirituality and asks important questions about how we run around the world and how we think about this. This particular week, I have volunteered to take on the one part of the club that is called, Table Topics.
Table Topics.
And what we do in this club is we make sure that everybody gets a question. Now, in the normal Toastmasters arena, they always called on you or you volunteered to take a question. And then they thought it was more like an improv if they just threw a question at you. We do that a little differently because we have experts in the room on different particular things, healings, readings, ministers. We have different people that are in spiritual, they're naturally spiritual, but they have been practicing their spirituality. And so we do it a little bit different. We make sure everybody has a turn, but we ask the question first, and then you volunteer to give the answer. The reason that I like doing it that way is because if you have a healer in the room and it is a healing question, why do I want to hear that answer from a psychic? I don't. You know, it's a whole different world. Is it all spiritual? You're damn right. But it's that healer and that psychic, they don't offer the same services. And so why do we want to hear from somebody who can't give us some really good information about a particular, a particular subject matter? So it is very different in that respect. But and also everybody is learning and teaching, and that is what I love. I absolutely love that. Caroline has a real pretty sweater on. But anyway, the bottom line is that we do things just slightly different, actually a lot different, and we do serve food and wine, and we ask for a small donation for that if you choose to have any. And we are just building this club. We started it, of course, in the middle of the summer, which is, you know, that's a suicide route if I've ever seen one.
It worked fine.
It worked fine, and it had a really good, it really was fine, and it really did have to start with a pretty solid foundation, but then people schedule and traveling and blah, 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 blah. And so, and now we had a fall season that was, even though I think we're still in fall, we had a lot of illnesses and colds and flus and stuff like that. So traveling and, you know, whatever. So, and now we have the holidays. So anyway, we'll see. I just want to offer a way to, I just want to offer a way to do this in a solid way that actually does help people be ready for their next mission. And that mission, I believe, is going to be as leaders in the spiritual world and having something that everybody wants right now. More than ever, we need a spiritual thermometer. We need somebody that is going to think above all the crap that's happening out there. We need somebody to remind us. And even though the people that are in this, I'm not going to mention names, but I put out a letter to the group and had somebody come in and say, I'm so sorry, I can't come tonight because I have blah, blah, blah. And my answer was that blah, blah, blah is always perfect in divine order. No matter how much we want to cherry pick the universe, what is happening in front of us is the thing that we are supposed to be taking care of. No matter how aggravated you might get with somebody or something because of how you think something should go rather than how you see it performing out in the real world, has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with you and your ego more than anything. So just remember, people, we're always where we're supposed to be. Every minute of every day, we are who we are, and that is more important than anything. So just remember that, and if you are listening and you're close by to the Big Blue Barn in Roswell, where we do the psychic fair once a month, come on by tonight and check this spiritual group out. I think that for a change, rather than just coming and listening, you are a participant. You participate in and learn how to become a better speaker, which Toastmasters International is experts at, teaching you that, making you understand that you say a lot of ahs and ums and thes and you knows, and, you know, I'm bad about those you knows. Oh, my gosh. But now what it's done for me is that every time I listen to somebody speak, I'm actually counting how many times they say these words over and over and over that have nothing to do with the conversation that they're trying to get across to you. And actually, many, many times I see how unprofessional and how it takes away from the message that you're trying to get out there. So it is a really, really good thing to learn, and I hope that you'll come by. I have my BFF, Caroline Lusky, here with me, and she, like I said, she didn't feel good last week, so we canceled the show, but she's feeling, I think, a little bit better, and I just made her breakfast. You know, she loves the show, but she really comes here to have my breakfast, I think.
With Thor.
And to see Thor, okay, and to eat with Thor, because she shares. So, yeah, you know, but Thor was such a brat just a minute ago. I had made myself an egg last night. I didn't want it. And so I put it in the refrigerator. And while I was fixing Caroline some eggs, I gave Thor this, you know, the egg out of the refrigerator, right? That I had saved for him last night. Oh, no. He had nothing to do with that because it was cold. He wanted her hot egg. And so, I mean, are these animals just really that smart? I think they are. And then I had a pork chop, and that too. He didn't want that. He had to let it get room temperature before he ate it. I mean, what a smart animal. I'm telling you, he is just so smart. So anyway, but Caroline's here, and Caroline, although she's been down for a week, she is a communicator with these animals, and she can help you if you go into petslovecaroline.com. That's the best way. I can give you her email and her phone number, but you know what? It's all on her website, and that'll give you an opportunity to see more about her and how she operates and what she does. And that is always the best way. You know, in a way, guys, isn't our website the best? I mean, it gets to, you get to add into them and add on, you know, different things that you do, because we're always all in motion. We're always doing something and starting something and adding on something. And, you know, I started this week my numerology book. Now, it could take me, you know, I could be dead before it gets done. I'm in five. But doesn't matter. I started it. Isn't that great? So we'll see. But so many people want to learn. Even people who know numbers come to me and say, will you do my numbers? Now, why? I don't know. I mean, why do I do them the way I do them? I don't know. It's just what I do. But I can tell you that that is such a compliment when you have another person that knows numbers that they want to hear the way you're doing them, because they agree that it's more in depth, or that it's something that they're missing in their own work. So, and I want to acknowledge that and thank everybody for making me feel so special in that moment, and that want my information and my advice. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So Caroline wasn't at the psychic fair, and I was just thinking, boy, oh boy, did I have a hard, I mean, I had a line. I had people coming into, I have a little living room up here in the barn, and I had people going, knock, knock, can I come in? Because I had a little curtain, and I went, sure, come on, you know, and it was like a revolving door. It was like everybody, you know, people would leave, and then more people would come and leave and come, and anyway, it was a fabulous, fabulous day for me to give people information and to do some numbers on some folks that had been wanting it done. So so anyway, my bottom line on this is thank you so much, Caroline. You can reach her at petslovecaroline.com and check her out. The other reach out that I do is to Anna Banana. She is in Alabama, and she wasn't able to come to the phone a minute ago, but she's the one. On 11/11, 3 years ago, which is just a few days ago, right? 2 days ago, 3 days ago, she was the one that helped us do our first show and teach us all that we know. And it's not like we don't know a lot. It's just that we don't know some glitch stuff. When a glitch happens, then a whole nother, it's like this great big old question mark shows up in front of your eyes and you go, ooh, I'm not sure I know that. So you have to work it out again. But Caroline did an excellent job today getting us online and getting with us to be able to talk to you guys today. And I appreciate that so, so much. Because
it's our birthday.
Huh?
It's our birthday.
It's our birthday, yeah. So so really, 11/11, 3 years ago, started this. We've been doing this once a week. Now, you know, guys, that's quite a commitment when you think about it. Once a week. Now, we've missed a few here and there. And you know what we do when we do? I don't go crazy like, oh, my God, I've got to do this show. No. I mean, it's like, because if I did, then I wouldn't be living what I tell others. If something happens, if something gets in your way, if it's something that you're not, that, you know, you can't prevent or whatever, just find another way around it. That's all, or don't do it, or, you know, whatever. I mean, I wasn't sure Caroline could even do the show today, and I asked her, I said, are you feeling all right? She said, I'm getting dressed, I'm on my way. If she'd have said, I don't know, you know, I'm still stuffed up or whatever, I would have said, okay, so just put it out that we won't do a show again today. And everybody would have been okay with that, and guess what? You guys would have survived it as well. So, you know, it's just living your... It's just living what you're supposed to do. If I was supposed to be here to help you guys or to do some numbers today, I wouldn't be. It's just that simple. So live in that more. Live in that more. you know, it's even with all of our crazy politics, which I have to give a shout out to all those women. I think we have 125 new women coming to Congress in, I think it's the beginning of January.
They get sworn
fourth
in
or
January.
Sixth or something, you know? And that is the thing, you know, the Dalai Lama said that the Western woman would be the people, would be those that change the world for the better. And he's right. You know, he is absolutely right. I think I heard on the news yesterday that, and I was surprised at this actually, because I thought there was a lot more, but I had a lady that I was listening to, and she said, until we get 50% or more, you know, until that happens, we won't be like where we need to be. But there was like, I don't know, like 17% or something now. You know,
it's still small.
So it is very small. But you know what? We're very loud. We're so mighty, and we are so, we do things in such a, I'm going to say special, because I'm trying to figure out another word for special, but there isn't one. We are a special breed. We are a special group. We are multicasters. You know, I mean, just think about it. You know, just think about it. And I'm not knocking men. I have no reason to. I've never really had a bad relationship with the guy. I mean, I hated him afterwards for some reason, but usually not. But while I was in the relationship.
But we like men.
Yeah, we like men. And so I have no reason to, I don't have a hard on for a man. I think that they have their place as well. But they were raised by women. And they were raised by, you know, with sometimes many women in the family. And they were nurtured. And when that happens, you know, like you hear that a lot with Jewish men, you know, the Jewish mothers, you know, they overcompensate for everything. They just, you know, I mean, they just don't let their boys grow up like the rest of the women in the world. And of course, don't forget, if you're a little older, a lot of those women were just home nurturing. They weren't really out in the business world. So you have to think about that 50 years, when you think about it, the last 50 years, we have been struggling for a place in society, in Congress, in politics, in everywhere. And it's happening, but it's not going to happen overnight. And it's truly going to see, as I get older, I'm 73, I know I have another 15 years. In the next 15 years, by the time I check out of this world this time around, I will see such amazing changes, and they're all going to stem, the root of those changes are going to be having more women recognized, having equal pay, having the ability to work side by side with the men rather than one space behind them. So I'm very, very encouraged about that, and I really hope that you are too. And so when you start to see things that are really out of balance, just remember one thing: God's never out of balance, and no, God will never be out of balance. God is the one creating it all, every minute, every day. And just because we're too stupid to figure it out doesn't mean that it's not all being figured out for us. So just hold the faith. Understand that sometimes some really ugly things have to be in front of us for us to have empathy, caring on levels that will bring us all up and raise us all high. And the one thing that, before I get off to numbers, because sometimes I don't get a chance to come back around again to talk, is one thing. And that is, please, please give anywhere you can to any kind and donate this season anywhere you can to the people in California, just because they've had a home, just because they've had a home. You know, I live in a beautiful area, but that was because I bought 25 years ago, not because I could buy it today. So a lot of times we think, oh, wow, she must have something. She lives here, or she does this or whatever. That's not true. You know, a lot of people have been in these places, or it has been their parents have left them. It's not from their own having. It's and they're homeless.
these thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, the devastation there is like nothing we've ever seen. So don't look at California like everybody out there is wealthy. Just do your thing. Just do your thing. Do the right thing. I don't care if it's $10. You know, when I get stuff in from St. Jude's and I get stuff in from, you know, if I go in my wallet, if I've got a $10 bill, I throw it in there. I don't, you know, but if every one of us were to give $10, there's millions of us. So everybody there, because I can promise you this, I don't know where else they're going to get help if we don't give it to them. I don't know where else it's coming from. So please, please, that's what our mission should be for the giving season, for the Christmas season. Buy less and give more. Buy less and give more. Okay, so I'm getting off of my high horse here, and I'm going to take my first.
You're going to remind people how to raise their hand first.
Oh, yeah. Caroline says raise your hand. So if you have called in and you are not showing up that you want to talk, suppose you do that. And all that takes is just hitting one on your computer or on your phone, one. And that will give me a hands up that you do want to talk to me. Otherwise, we do enjoy you guys listening. We have a lot of people who just prefer to listen, and that's fine too.
Here we go.
So we do have a hand up, and I'm going to take my first caller, and let's see area code.
201.
Hi, 201.
Hi, Gloria. Hello, everybody. This is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, some months ago. But 1111 resonates with me, as well as 111 recently.
Uh-huh.
And I see a lot of 22s. I've just been trying to understand it because I know that when the 1111 was going on, like it was so repetitive. It's like I couldn't even not see it.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing the threes. But I've been having some major, major challenges with men on the job. I think they're intimidated by my energy or my effort and my mind. And it's frustrating. I mean, I'm dealing with a lot of laziness, a lot of backstabbing, and it's coming from men.
All right,
which
honey,
is
give me
so
your birthday.
Draining.
Give me your birthday.
1/5/1965.
What is it?
January 5th, 1965.
January 5th, 1965.
Yeah.
Thor, could you stop? Thor, come here and shut up. You know I got to yell at my dog, right?
I have tools. I understand.
I mean,
they're
come on.
They're talking to us.
You know, what can I say to you, you know?
Yeah, they're talking to us.
27/9. Okay. You got a 6. You got a 3. All right, so
voice,
so you're at 27/9, so right on, and you got a 6. I mean, come on, and you're a leader. You know, men don't like leaders. That's what you know. I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad that we're going to get a chance to talk about this because this is what I see going to happen. Do you think for one, you know, it's going to be interesting, and I hope everybody gets out of the, you know, I talk to people and they go, oh, I never watch the news. It's way too negative. Well, get the fuck over that because we need to watch the news. We need to see how are the men going to deal with all these women going to Congress and how are they going to deal with this new leadership? And some of them are going to be just what you're experiencing right now. They cannot handle, they see it in front of them. It's kind of like, you know, I'm sorry to say it, but it's kind of like Trump and wanting to keep our nation white. Well, you know what? He can't do that. He cannot keep us white. We are not a white nation. We have been a white nation, but we're not a white nation. You know? And so I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what's going on, and we're going to be able to see it. And you know, here's the thing, and I've said this many times before. When I attended bar, it was before the women's lib movement, and I can tell you, the men just wanted direction. And all I'm going to do is to beg the women, instead of letting them get to you, I want you to find a kinder soul of the group and work with that soul and let them know. And in many different ways, because we're so good, we can tell them in so many ways, honey, that we don't need to be feared. That we are, that, you know, if they have an issue or a problem, we're not out to get them. Once we make them understand that, then we've got something to work with. Then we can start working with them. But the older men, like the Republicans, the Senate, and McConnell and all of those old farts, they, or Trump, those guys will get taken down hard. They're not coming down easy. They're not going to come down easy. So what I'm saying is that whatever it is in your job, don't forget you have a couple things against you right now. Number one is you're a leader. Number two is that you're solid. People, what you say is what you do, and what you do is what you say, and people know that. That's an energy. When I talk to you guys, I'm talking about energy. I'm not talking about, you know, some frou-frou thing that I just made up. You know, you have these numbers. You have a beautiful six, which means that your heart's open, and that's your issue right there, because you're too damn sensitive. Mm-hmm. So when you're sensitive, and
I'm
then
very
you cheer
empathic.
Up,
I'm very empathic.
Yeah.
And they create so much chaos. It's like the mindset is like almost to the point of a little child.
Right. And you know where that comes from? All that mothering and sisterhood shit they were raised with. That's what I'm saying. They're not really been groomed for the fight. And they don't know how to do a fair fight because they've never really seen it. They've never really seen it. And so, you know, and so I'm not saying that we need to be empathetic towards them and let them get away with shit. I am not
because
saying
I don't
that.
Want to. I really, really don't want to.
Yeah, well,
I mean, really, really, because I wasn't raised that way either. And I mean, it's like I don't even want to bite my tongue anymore. I'm just staying in my lane only because I don't want to create an earth-shattering moment, which I can just by telling the truth.
Yeah. Well,
just got to find that neutral place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope that our talk will, you know, sometimes a talk can help. I hope this talk will help because you need to know what you're dealing with. Number one is you're very sensitive. You've got that beautiful open heart. You got a six active. You got a three active, which means that you're really, really solid. That to me, I mean, I know you're sensitive and I know you want to save the damn world, okay? But when I really am three, and that is where the issue, as far as I'm concerned, is coming from. They really see you as too damn solid. They don't know. It's like every time they talk to you, they see a wall. Because you, I mean, it's like you know what the fuck you're saying, what you're doing. You are in charge, and it is driving all of them that's against you crazy. It's an energy. You know, it's kind of like a windstorm or kind of like the fires out in California. We can talk to the cows home about it, but it was an energy. It was an energy that flew through the wind. It flew through. It did. Nobody had a chance. Nobody had a chance. They were talking about these trees that had these little acorns or whatever it was. And 50, 60 mile an hour winds were coming through. And these little nuts or whatever the hell you want to call them was on fire. And they were blown miles and landed on top of people's homes. And that's what started a lot of these fires. They weren't even in the fire zone that they were there trying to help. They ended up being everywhere. I mean, it was like, so this is an energy, sweetie. You got to look at it like that. Think about what I just said and think about what's going on there. And so all I can say is that because you're sensitive, because you want to heal the world, because they see you as solid, because you're
I want to heal me. I want to heal me and my immediate circle because I've done enough for the world.
Well, just know that we're not at the end of the fight, and everything that's going on with Trump, everything that's going on with the way that certain people thought that they were going to be able to govern is now over. Not just Trump, but everybody. That's why you're going to see lots and lots of change again. A lot of people leave again. You're going to see a depleted administration that is going to be taken to their knees, but not because we're going to do anything to him. It's just going to happen because there is a war that has been going on, and the women said, fuck you, we are not going to lose the war again. So do not, this is not, I mean, I'm so happy you called, because I think that you are representing to me, and I've not talked to anybody one-on-one. You know, I stay pretty much in my own little circles here. You know, I just listen to the same shit from my friends and stuff, too. I mean, it's not like I'm out there on the front line, okay? I'm not in the front line. I'm not experiencing it. I don't have a bar anymore to talk to these guys and see where their heads are at. But I did
Me too, because I grew up in a bar. My father owned two bars, and I used to have to work, pack out, do inventory, communicate with people from all walks of life, from different stations. And I learned so much in that bar, more than what I even learned in university. And I went to a really good university. But I learned so many coping skills, real life skills in that bar. And at the time, I didn't appreciate it. But when I look back on it, I remember the counseling that my father used to do for different people. And, you know, he was a pillar in the community. I had no idea till many, many years later just how much I learned from being in his presence and watching the way that he did certain things. And you want to hear something really strange that you mentioned, Trump? Because I do work in the public sector, in education. My father, back in the 80s, right, I had a situation where I guess he saw me being dependent on my son's father, and he had brought me to a very low place. But I was a part of that. My father's advice to me, after he saw me pulling myself up by my bootstraps, he says, never you lean on a man. I don't care if he's Donald Trump. And Daddy used to say it so many times that I had an inner joke every time he said it, right? And he was warning me with his finger and everything. I had an inner joke because each time he said lean on him, I kept saying the Leaning Tower of PC. And the lesson that he was telling me was, do not depend on a man. You better know how to work for yourself, push come to shove. You better know how to think for yourself. You better know how to handle yourself in all different walks of life. And if you do have to grab somebody in a headlock, beat the crap out of them so they don't come in your face again. I'll never forget those lessons. And I'm seeing that right now. Like, oh, my God, I have been in survival mode definitely for the last 7 to 10 years. And I've had enough. Because I could just show up, and I'm not bragging, I'm being very modest. I could just show up and just think a little bit, especially if my mind is clear, and I could get things done. And I don't understand why it's bothering anyone else. A thought. Why should a thought be a threat to you?
Well, because Caroline just said because they can't do it. And see, that's the thing that I haven't really addressed, is that, see, I hadn't really addressed this, but there is a huge, huge part of what she just said that's true. The men that it's better
women, little girls.
Well, it's better today for the man, because they are being taught a little bit differently, because we have a new model in our women. But the women that you're referring to back where, when the ones that I talk about a lot are the ones that where I start swimming bar in the 60s. And I did. I was swimming bar. I swimming bar from the mid-60s to the mid-90s. So think about that for a minute.
Same time.
So think about that for a minute. I watched the Woman's Lib movement. I watched us get a microwave. I watched us get, some things to help us in the house that didn't make us, I watched the cell phone. We had phones where we were forced to be home by a phone because the school might call or he might call. So we were forced to be even in our houses, if you think about it. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying all of that has changed. All of it has changed. And now we're coming to the very end. I cannot wait to see what these women, I knew the women were showing up the day after the inauguration. When I saw 3 million women out in the streets, I went, how the fuck did that happen? I mean, I was, because I'm not a great organizer. I mean, I do a lot of things. I'm not putting down anything I've done, but there's lots of stuff that I don't know how to do, like lots of stuff. And one of them is to organize this kind of army that can go do something. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So
well,
my
I'm dealing. I guess this is what I've been hearing about the divine feminine rising. And I really can't claim to be a feminist, even though when I was a young girl, I was a little tomboy, and very athletic and competitive. And that also is one of the traits that I still have internally. And like, I like to excel. I mean, I am a type A personality, even though I'm all over the place. I would love to be more organized and not have so many responsibilities, but what the hell I do. I just don't get complacency, laziness, deceitful, competent, malicious behavior coming from men to women in the workplace or even in life in general. Like, what is the problem? Like, really? And here's the other side of it. I happen to live in a household where I'm surrounded by men, my boys. I have 3 boys, my husband. And then the only other females I have now is 2 additional little girlfriends, my 2 sons, and my 2 little dogs. Okay? That's the close. I usually like dealing with males more so than even females. But out here now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If we had to depend on them, we're done now.
Well,
they all learn at their own pace.
Let me ask you something. Did you make more money this year?
Not yet. I don't see it.
Come on. Come on.
I'm about to.
Control.
I just got to learn how to work smarter, not harder.
Well,
I'm feeling burned out. That's why
Jackie,
I asked you about my numbers.
Jackie, it's got to do with your foundation.
Well, I'm trying to build a firm foundation now. I'm actually working on 2 projects outside of work I'm trying to move in the next couple of months, and I'm working on one house and living in another house.
All right, well, that's it right there. You still got time until your birthday on January 5th. So the 44 is exactly that. It has to do with your foundation, and it has to do with more money. So are you selling something to buy something, or is your rent going to be cheaper, or is your mortgage going to be less?
No, I'm leveraging what I currently have to acquire my mother's property.
Okay.
And I want to acquire it at a discount because
okay.
I deserved it. I earned it. I paid forward for it. And
okay.
I'm paying out from all avenues right now, but it's mine. I'm claiming it because no one else wanted to claim and take care of it. And they took too much away from me.
Well, honey,
so I'm stepping into my rightful place.
Listen, all I'm telling you is that you are in a 44-8 year. So this is the thing of it is, it's got to do with your foundation, but strongly, which that would be it. The foundation, that other four could be maybe your foundation and somebody else's. I mean, it can be dual things happening, but it has to do with money. And so you're on the right track, okay? And
where did you get the 44 from?
You were in a 38 year as of your birthday, and you're January 5th, right?
Yes, 38 is 11, right?
Okay, so 11. So no, the 38's not 11. The 38's a 38, and then 6 is your 1 in the 5, and that's a 44.
Okay,
and so the 44.
Okay.
It's all about money and a new foundation, and that is what you're building. And so you're
yes.
right on track. You're right on track. Keep on that track. It's a good one. And then next year, and it's a very high energy number. It's a master number. And so you'll get all the help you need from that. And then the bottom line with you is that as of your birthday, call me back, and we're going to talk about the 45-9 that you'll be in next year. And the 45
okay.
is going to be a little bit different because everything and anybody and everything is going to leave you next year. So you have a better chance of cleaning out all of that shit around you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling that if you won't need to. I have a feeling that it'll be taken care of. So go ahead and just stay focused, sweetheart. Don't give up. Don't give in. But there's one thing I want to see if we can talk about here. The 44
okay.
year fours represent control. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about how you
mm-hmm.
are trying to control the situation and change that. Just
okay.
with a word or two. It doesn't need to be with how you're operating, but just say what if more. Or look at this scenario this way, or use
mm-hmm.
words that would give people some wiggle room. So think about how you're talking and how much wiggle room you can bring into each sentence, and I guarantee you, you'll get a better response from the other end.
So what about these supervisors? Just go with the flow.
Just fuck them. Let them go do their thing. Like Caroline said, they're intimidated by you because you've got such gorgeous numbers. You're a one. You're a leader, for God's sakes. You know, you've got spirituality. You've got people that, you know, you get along well with people. You've got your heart. You've got, you know, your solidarity. You know how to have fun. You know how to be solid. You know how to be creative. They're missing all of that. If I could do all of their numbers, we could pinpoint exactly who they are and what they don't like about you. But I don't have that. I mean, that's not part of what, I don't have it. So we've got to assume that the numbers are correct because they are. And then
mm-hmm.
what you need to do, and don't fucking worry about them.
Okay.
Your vibration is so much higher.
Yeah. Your vibration is so much higher. I mean, so.
You just have mm-hmm. to remember what you feed grows. So being an ass, turn it around in your head and find something about them that you like and see that face instead of the other face.
Yeah, just stop letting them aggravate you. If you know, because they can't control you. You're the leader. You're the leader, not them. You're the leader. And they may have a one around, and you would probably know that, the people that should be good leaders, and then they may be a little lazy or, you know, or they just want to get by because they're not really using
they're not using their numbers the way they should. You know? Tell them to call me.
Yeah, there's that.
Call me, say, you know, I have a friend, you know, she gives free numbers out. Why don't you call her and see what your next
listen, I teach math and science, right, in this one little reading course, and like when I'm running circles in this classroom, and the other adult in the classroom is lost, and I went as far as from high school 9 through 11 back down to third grade, and he still was lost.
Huh?
And supervisors are listening to him.
Hmm.
Like, what the hell is this? You know what I want to say, but I'm on the air. But to make a long story short,
you know how I am. I never say anything. No.
I went to Crystal Energy because I needed it to heal. I put something down in my desk before, and this guy took it and then had the nerve to wear it. And when I saw it, I was like, holy smoke.
Yeah.
And so now I'm putting certain things in certain places just for me because I need it, you know, to balance my energy. And I don't want them to touch it.
Pick up a few things that you want them to take and just goddamn bombard that whole office with crystals and shit. If they have a need for it and they don't know where and they're taking it. If you can do that, that would be the best way. I'd go buy some $5 trinkets and put them everywhere. Let everybody take them. Here's the
necklace. Some of my trinkets that I hold in my hand is like $30 a piece. I was strangling
that.
I'm sorry.
Don't give them that shit.
I don't want to give them anything. I just want them to stop snooping in my stuff and get away from it. Go do what you're supposed to do. Well, anyways. The 1111 and the 111, what is that 111 telling me?
All right, so here's the deal, sweetie. All of the numbers are energy. All of the numbers for everybody. I have people that around me that go, I have the 222. I went, it's just a code from the universe. When you see a number that's been bombarding you, all I want you to do is, you don't need to know why, is to look at it. When I pick up my phone and it's 444 or 333 or 222, I don't know what this shit is trying to tell me. And you know what? I don't care. But I will keep that number up for that minute and just watch it and say, whatever I'm supposed to get from this, I want it. I want that code. So, I could tell you a lot of other shit that would make a lot more sense or a lot more, you know, I don't know.
I have to talk to you, Gloria, because I really love numerology. Oh.
Well, I'm getting ready.
I see so many patterns.
Listen, I'm getting ready. As a matter of fact, yesterday I started my book. It's not going to be a huge book. It's going to be one. Mm-hmm. You guys can come in and you can get say if the book was ready, and it's not, but say the book was ready and you were having trouble with especially two people in your office or two people that's around you. You could figure out how to find out your birthday. And since it's the only thing that you need, then you could go and learn and know how to count, and you could pretty much know what I'm telling you from this little pamphlet, book, whatever the hell you want to call it, that I'm putting out, okay? And so everybody's going to be able to come into my website and just push a button and know that they can calculate who other people are around them and know, just like you were talking, not in this detail, maybe. I don't know yet. I don't know what the hell the book looks like. But this, you know, we're going to just work it so that you can say, okay, I called, I went in on your site. I know that this guy's birthday is blah, 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 blah. I figured that part out, but I couldn't get this answered question. Can you tell me that question? And then I'll go ahead and, you know, tell you some more. I don't know exactly how it's all going to work yet, but I do know that the universe is giving it to me step by step. And when it gets done, it'll be what we all need. It won't be a perfect book and it won't be an unperfect book. It'll be a book. And it'll
be brutally honest? I can't wait for you to get that book out there. I have a book once my foundation is set and firm that I'm working on too. No more drama. And at this point, these other men, I'm not trying to activate anything within them anymore. My husband is a 9 as well.
Okay.
Any person who I'm supposed to be submissive to a little bit is my husband.
Absolutely.
And I'm only responsible for my sons and my next future generation. Because that's the wall that I got to make sure is firm. I'm not responsible for everyone else. So if anything, I would use that book just to be able to cultivate what's in my immediate circle. And everything else on the outside won't matter anymore. Because once they're cultivated, they'll spread out. And they'll do what they need to do. And so on and so on. Because again, I really don't want to save the world anymore.
Well, you know, honey, I don't know what
I don't
want to
be a martyr.
I don't know what's going on in your sphere, okay? But what I can say to you is this. Everything that you just said is bullshit. You are a 6, and you are tired of having a heart wide open for people to chomp all over.
Yes.
That I get, okay? You and your husband are a 9. That means that you think a lot about the problems of the world without the possibility in your own life to change it right now. And I think that what happens with the 9s is because they think so universal that they don't realize that right now they are responsible for what surroundings around them. And the surroundings around you are these assholes that you seem to be having a problem with. All I'm saying to you is that how in the hell can you be a spiritual gal, which I think you are, and not understand that you don't have to be in their circle. You don't have to openly in any way help them. All you have to do is just work with the universe and say, today I will have a great day. Today my day will go better. And today nobody will bother me. And that's the way you should be using that energy, not for saying that you are separating yourself from anybody. Because you can't separate yourself from anybody. You lead with a 2. Jackie, when you lead with a 2, honey, it's you and everybody. It's partnership.
Wow.
It's caring. You can't separate from that. And then right next to that, you got your 7, your spirituality. So start using it. Like I just told you, you're just not playing with the universe enough. And once you do, you know what? In 2 months, you'll be calling me back saying, well, goddamn, I didn't know it was going to be that easy. I didn't know that me calling in God on every damn thing I did. I didn't know that they would change it for me or change it where I understood it better. That's what you need to work on, sweetie.
Okay. Alchemy. I just need to breathe.
Yes. There you go. So anyway.
Thank you, my love. Have a drink on me. Make sure you have top shelf stuff, though, okay?
All right, babe. Thanks a lot, honey.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, sweetie. Ah, yeah, interesting. So she's a doctor, and didn't she say she was a doctor?
I didn't hear that, but she said she was teaching
and
was an academic.
So I think that she, I think that phone call was a wake-up call for a lot of us. I think that when we started out this conversation, it had a lot to do with where the men are in the world. I've been there 50 years ago. I was looking at the same thing, wondering, how the hell are they going to work this out? And so it's not much different today, you know, because what's happened is like even with the black and white problems and the hate problems and the white supremacy and all of that is pretty much laid and was allowed to, and it should have, laid dormant. And now what's happening is that, you know, and everybody wants to blame it all on Trump. I blame it on Trump because I can't stand the ass. But
not because it's fair. Well, it is fair because he has, I saw a chart yesterday that said something like, I want to say almost 40% of more hate charges have been placed 3 years. 40%, 37%, I think was the number. So, you know, when you hear that and you know that, you know, the hate crimes and the this and that have been so, my God, they've just been out.
Well, like everything else, well, everything has to come up to get changed.
Yeah, and so I think that that's, you know, so that's the flip side of that is that as bad as I think he is, I think that he was agreed with the universe, just like I think we all agree with the universe, didn't know it, we don't know it, he doesn't know it, but he was the catalyst of that kind of yuck on the planet, and that wide of being known as the president of the United States for his bile to actually make some changes. And through all of that, I don't know what's going to happen to him, and do I care? No, but I do know that we will have some good changes come out of this, just like we're seeing, you know, the women march, we're seeing the kids come into politics better and more than ever before. We're starting to care about our country again. And I think that that is going to give an uplift to all of the Congress and the Senate and all of our politicians, because they also have been hated for some time now. So it's going to put everybody in a different space, and I'm actually looking forward to that, although it's not really pleasant to watch and to watch how things are being handled, like the fires and like Puerto Rico and like, you know, just so many things that are going on that are just seem really harsh. So let me take my next caller.
770. Yes, hello, local people.
Hello. Hi. So you're a 7-7-8. Sounds like my neighborhood.
Yes, I'm in Georgia.
Okay. Hi, honey. What's your name?
Shanika.
Okay. Shanika, right?
Yes, Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. You've called me before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so it's nice to hear from you again, honey. And tell me your birthday again so I can catch you.
7/23/76.
76?
Okay. Yes, 7/23/76.
1976.
Yeah,
Okay. So I think I told you, well, I know if we talked before, I told you, because it's been so cheesy. 13, 23, and so you are a 53. Is that what I told you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
Yeah, you've got something going on, though.
Okay.
Are you in the car?
No, it work.
Oh, because I hear water. Can you buy water?
No, it's thin.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, anyway, here, Shanika.
The snowball's over there.
What about it?
It's plugged in. That's your sound, not over here.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, she can hear. I'm yelling. She can hear me. I'm saying that you're, I can hear her. You can hear her. It sounds like she's on. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah, get me off the speaker.
She couldn't hear you, is what she said.
Hello?
Yeah, because she's on a speaker. Okay. And that's much better, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, thanks, sweetie. So anyway, so you are in a, first of all, you're a 3, which means that you're fun, creative, and solid as a damn rock. Then I see a 5, which means that you need some space to move around. You don't want to be told a whole lot to do. you want to be late if you want to be late. I don't know, you want to be lost where nobody knows where you're at. I mean, all of that is the five. Five really, they just dance their own songs, and they really like to, you know, we like to write the music that we're dancing to. Like that, you know? And not everybody understands that five. So you have a 53-8. That is your life path number. And the five, like I said, you lead with a five. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I met a guy. I met a guy about 2 weeks ago, and I have his numbers.
Oh, honey. Okay. Well, you did a very smart thing, young lady. And so I love it, man, because here's the deal. Here's the deal. You better goddamn make sure that this man's honey bunny. Let me ask you a question. Have you made any more money yet this year?
Not yet.
But you're expecting to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You just came into this you just came into this number, and you're a 68-14-5. So the five is really, really strong. And the six is your heart is open to your heart. But the money number's there, and you are an eight life path. So I figured that you are going to make some more money this year. And then it's all about you and a new foundation. So does that new foundation, did you do a different job or something?
I want to. I do want to.
What?
I do want to. I am planning next year to.
Okay, now I can't hear you.
Job. Oh, yeah, I do plan on getting another job next year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, because you are in this number till your birthday, 723, so you're in good shape. But I'm just saying that as of your birthday, you've been thinking about a different foundation, and usually the four represents, a job, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, It could be a man. I mean, I'm not saying it's not yet, but I'm just saying that, you know, it could be. Because, you know why? Because you lead with a six, and the six is a L-O-V-E love number. The six is a love number, okay? And so tell me give me his numbers.
319-1962.
Okay, you're breaking up. Tell me again.
Oh, 319-1962.
19 what?
62.
62. Okay, 9, 10, 12, 22. I kind of like that.
319.
319. And 618. Oh, honey. I'm sorry. I don't want to bust your bubble, but watch this one. Sorry.
Okay.
He's a 404. You're gonna find, and I want you to do this because I want you to get it. But you have too many fives, and that four, he's gonna want to control you. Now, he's definitely a control bug. Now, the thing that's gonna confuse you is that he does care about people. He's going to confuse you because he does care about, you're going to watch TV and see something come up with starving kids, and he's going to say something that's going to make you think that he's the nicest guy on the whole fucking planet.
Right.
He wants to help these kids, and you're going to just fall in love with that. Well, don't.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm serious. If you need more, read me every damn week, okay? And tell me what he's doing, and I'll remind you of what I just said. Because there's so many times at the four and the five, but especially the 404. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't need to know, but Donald Trump is a 404, all right? My prediction is this. Once he really gets into the new women era and he realizes that he has lost, because he still hasn't gotten it, that he has lost this election on many, many fronts, and he cannot control the way he wants to control things. And once that all falls apart, he will resign. Because if the fours can't control you, they will kill you. It's just that simple. I have put it to many, many tests, and I don't have a problem with stating the truth about it. So the fours, if they're different numbers, not all fours are made in hell or heaven. There's a lot of variations of fours. And I am very happy to actually tell you that, okay? I love that. Singular number, I don't see any eights, so therefore he cannot do over with money. But, you know, having somebody smart in your life can actually be a fork for you because you are an eight. You love money and you love power and you love all of that. And you like to make money and you know that you can make money. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So why do you want a pauper? You know, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor one or somebody who's got an eight in their numbers so that you can go down the, you know, the rose garden together and do good in the world and do things that make a shit to people. Okay.
Okay.
So that nine that he has right there in the middle of these fours, which he's loaded with them, I'm telling you right now, it's going to confuse you.
Okay.
So take it slow. Did you just meet him?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
All right. So, yeah, go out on a couple of dates with him. He's going to kill you. Go ahead and see what I'm telling you. So that the next time you call me with a new number, you'll just trust me that much more.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm being serious. Now, let me look a little bit further because I want to tell you about him now. As of his birthday, he came in to, oh, shit. That's why. Oh, my God. Okay. So here's the deal, honey. As of his birthday, guess what? He's a 404, which is all about his soul, okay?
Okay.
And his year is a 606. It couldn't fucking be worse for you. And the reason I'm saying that is because in your lives so far, he is a fucking love bug. I mean, you are enamored with this man. Are you not?
You said Emma what now?
You're enamored. You love him. I mean, you like everything you're seeing so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. All right, I got it. Okay, I'm serious. But he is in a 606, all about relationships, all about love, all about parents. That is what an energy that he just has this whole year. So I want you to hang with him. I want you to see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I want you to see that five that you lead with and you're in a 5 year, I want you to do this with me. I want to know how long it's going to take for you to not answer the phone.
Oh, I already done that.
Huh?
I already had not answered the phone because he was kind of bugging me at times too much, and I don't really like that. And then why you don't call me at nighttime? I'm like, oh goodness, you know.
Here we go. Okay. So just take whatever you can stomach of it, but just know that there couldn't be a better something in your face to understand who the hell you are. Okay? And that's what's happening. This is a call for you. This is a call for you to see what you're about. And you are going to make more money. You are going to probably go into a different field or a different something has to do with a foundation. And you also lead with a six. So your heart is also open. And this isn't the only relationship that you've had in the last 7 years, is it? I mean, you've had some different relationships come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like I can't find my match for some reason.
Well, but you will, honey, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You just keep doing what you just did. And when we see that one that matches some numbers here that we can work with, I will be the first one to rah-rah-rah this for you. And I will be so happy to tell you. I'll be so happy to tell you.
Okay.
But this guy's not it, honey.
Okay.
This guy's not it.
I will definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, just keep it in mind. You know, don't let it go too. Don't get into something that you can't wiggle out of. Is all I'm saying. Just
right.
Be careful,
right.
You know.
Right.
Don't get too horny.
He already wants to know where I live and stuff. And I want to take my time. I told him. I said, look, I want to take my time. You know.
Yeah.
So when I meet him, I meet him out somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
To sit around and watch TV.
I'm just telling you, honey. This is not. this is not the guy. He does have a lot of nines. He has. You know, he's not a bad guy, but he's just not going to be for you. He needs somebody that's going to love being taken care of on whatever level, and sit around with and do everything with and know where you are and call you 5 times a day. And that's what he wants. That's what he likes. He loves to control and know where everybody is, all his ducks in a row. Okay. And so that's not for you. You ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
But go get some money. Listen, here's the deal. I think that I know it's a while, okay, and I'm not saying don't try and don't call me with numbers because I want you to. And we never know when the universe is going to bring in somebody. But you win with that six. You've got that six going on for another, almost 2 years. You've got this whole year and another whole year.
Okay.
And so next year you lead with a six and you end with a six. And that's beautiful because that means that all that love stays in the loop. See that as a loop. You know, the numbers, the six is here and the six is on the end. And it keeps you in that loop. So when somebody comes in that loop, I see it as maybe somebody that can stay in the wheel and work with you to see if it's real or not. And that's what you ask if you think about it. You know, if we think about it, when we meet somebody, that's what we want. We want to see how willing are they to stay in my wheel so that we can figure it out together, whether or not are we a match.
Right.
And so,
Thank you so much.
As I say, you know. And they count my you knows, and sometimes I have 37 no's in a damn. So she's making fun of me, actually, is what she's doing, and it's not very nice, but it's okay. Anyway, 404 and a 606 every time. Anyway, you know how to do this. Do it. And call me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm not going nowhere. And you know, I also do a radio show, FM station here, 99.1 FM. And why don't you go on in Facebook and like me on Facebook and all. And so, because I put all my stuff that I'm doing on Facebook.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie. Wow. God, I hate that. Because you know how hard to meet somebody. You know, I mean, it really is. I mean, you know, because not everybody just connects with that, you know, that's him, you know. I mean, it's like it takes some time, energy, and then you don't know him, and you know, you don't know what you're trying to do.
And he
shared it.
Or do you want to at all?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people go into a lot of new relationships because new people don't know anything about them. So their history doesn't follow them. So let's remind people they have to push one.
Oh, push one, guys.
Well, the patterns don't go away, do they?
No. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but you are who you are. And
so somebody new takes that maybe a little while to figure that out. But, you know, I think it all still stems on how well do you know yourself.
How much of your own baggage are you willing to clear out? Because that's really what it is, isn't it? Huh?
And are you honest with yourself and know what's really good for you and what's not?
Poor son of a bitch that I just talked to Shanika about. You know, I hated to be so mean, really. But, I mean, with her numbers and his, you know, I just don't see it. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, you know, I mean, if he was a multi-zillionaire, I mean, she would be miserable. It doesn't matter what they have to offer her, you know. I mean, it's like they are how they are. And the 404s, they really like to control everything.
Well, I think it was interesting she called because she already knows. But her head was turned by that sweet side.
Oh, honey.
But she already knows.
Yeah, she already knew when she called because she'd already, you know.
So that goes back to how honest are you with yourself?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
About what's good for you and what's not.
Wasn't that smart of her to call them?
Very.
Seriously.
Very
I mean,
smart.
And that take that to, you know, listen to that, guys. You know, it's free. I'm here, free. Me and Caroline are here, free. It's like it doesn't take a lot. You can see we're very, very nice ladies, and we're not going to, you know, I mean,
you know,
like, you know, we're going to tell you the truth, and, you know, and we're going to have some fun with you. So I'm just saying that, you know, you really need to, if you find somebody, give me a call. Give me a call. I'll be honest with you, and I'm not looking to tell you he's not it. Or, you know, I've done that a lot of times to people. I've said, look, I don't know. He's got some stuff to work with. But at least then it's like you're not going in blind is all. That's,
right.
You know. So, I don't know. We'll see.
You might be more prepared. And plus, I don't think it ever hurts. You know, we're always shifting in and out of reevaluating. As we learn, and as we should, we learn new things, and different things become important to us at different points in life.
Well, we have to keep having experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, people...
And they're going to be the same ones if you don't pay any attention to them until you get it.
Really? Is that true?
I think so. I think they keep getting bigger until you finally pay attention.
Well, it's just interesting. So, does anybody have their hands up?
No, we have a listener.
Oh, you have a listener. So, does that listener not want to talk to me? You're hurting my feelings.
I guess you'll have to get over it.
I only have one little feeling, and you're busting it all apart. You're being mean to me. So, anyway, come to this. So, I should have told her to come to the... I have a file here that I don't know what it is. Oh, I wanted this. This is my file.
That's your Toastmasters file.
Yeah. This is what I want. I want this. And, yeah. Okay. So anyway, if somebody doesn't call me, we're going to hang up. So come on, people. I've got two listeners. Call me. Ask me. Put your hand up. Say hi, Gloria. I have a 201 and a 410.
You've already talked to 201, Gloria.
Oh, 201's not.
Not in your best interest to look at the computer.
Well, 410. 410, say hi. Come on. My last caller. We haven't had any guys calling in a while, have we?
We've had a few that were kind of steady for a few months.
I know.
Maybe they've shifted and things have gotten better.
Or worse. But we know.
Things just changed.
We know that.
We had a couple.
We had a guy from North Carolina that was calling a lot.
We had a few daddies. Had young kids.
Hi, baby. He's my door. He's my boy. He's my boy. He's my boy. Ooh, you're so pretty, Thor. God, you're beautiful.
So you don't know yet, but, well, you might if you looked at my flyer that Duane brought, that at the health fair this month on the 25th, we are making two make and takes.
Whatever that is.
Deb is making earrings, showing you how to make your own earrings, and teaching you how to do it the way jewelers do, which is very different than crafts places. And Lindsay is going to make scrubs and bath salt ornament. It's really cute.
So that's the 25th, huh?
That's the 25th. Each of the classes, $15. You don't need to bring anything. Everything's provided for you. It's helpful if you sign up ahead of time to make sure that they're prepared.
How do they do that?
You can go to... I was trying to think if it's on the website yet. No, it's in the newsletter. It's on Facebook. They can find it on Facebook at Healthy Body. What's the name of this fair? My brain's been shut down for 10 days. HappyBodyHealthFair.com.
Oh, is that your website for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's it again?
But it's on Facebook, the Happy Body Health Fair.
So I must have pissed off 401. She hung up.
Maybe she had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
We never know what y'all do when you sit there and listen and we click on you and nobody's there. So we always assume everybody's in the bathroom.
So anyway, somebody better call Aunt Anna. Let's see what Anna said.
She probably wants to know what we wanted.
Never mind. I told her. She asked a question. And let's see.
What kind of renter do you have downstairs?
Oh, we have somebody downstairs doing Qigong and meditation.
Nice.
And it's every Wednesday, but I don't really have all that information, so I don't know how to give it to you. I'm gathering it, though. We'll see. I get better. Or not really. We don't really even one of us get better. Me and you are bad, you know.
Tear it for number five. Yay. What's that radio station?
98.1
What's your call in phone number?
DJY. The phone number to call in is 678-495-4345. And that's 4 to 5 o'clock tomorrow. That's what I'll be on. So anybody who is listening, which I think we should just go ahead and hang up. But anybody who wants to call in there, then I have a whole studio and stuff. So it's usually, it's a little bit different. But it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy the people up there. I enjoy the whole thing. So. So anyway, let's just go. It's 12:30.
It's up to you.
And we're going to head out because we have Toastmasters tonight, and I have a bunch of things to do. So I don't see any reason to hang on if you guys aren't going to call. So anyway, this is Gloria Parker in the Psychic Bartender, and I am going to... Oh, you
wish
you
happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, there is something that I'm going to ask people to do, and that is go into anyway, I wish I had that in better shape. Will we be on next Wednesday?
The radio?
Oh, we may not. We may not be doing a show because I think I'm going to be in the mountains.
I don't know. I don't have your schedule yet.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be gone next Wednesday, everybody. And
the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I would think so. Okay, so we have no show.
Yeah, we have no show on Thanksgiving this week. And then, though, the next week for Christmas, I will have it together because I am getting very, very serious about Nurture the Children. It's under the umbrella for the New Skin Enterprise Corporation, and they do more for starving children than anybody that I know of. And I'm going to get involved. I got involved in this 2 years ago, and it's the one thing that just keeps coming back. There's a couple things that I've been doing for years and years that I just was waiting to see when I would have time to deal with them at all. And one of them is the Feed the Children, and but I think their website is Nourish the Children. It's called nourishthechildren.com.
The other show we might want to mention, if you're going to do, is the day after Christmas, 26.
Yeah. Okay, so it is Nourish the Children, and that is www.newskin.com. But you can just do what I just did and put Nourish the Children and learn all about this. And when you order, I mean, free shipping on all online orders, $49. And I think that is 25. I think that might be.
They work with Feed the Children. I think that's what.
Yeah, they, well, that's how we get everything to all these villages. But they have, customers and employees have donated more than 600 million meals to malnutrition children around the world. As in the case with other New Skin products, distributors are paid commission. So this is not a I love the way they've done this, actually, because when you do New Skin many, many years, suppose I am $25, I need to buy another product for $25. For whatever reason, you know, it's either that you get your 20% discount or because you're an executive and you need X amount of products under you, whatever the rules are, doesn't matter. If you are, say, $20, $25 short, you can go in and buy a bag of food for the kids and have it delivered and have it be part of your, what you're supposed to be doing to keep yourself in the scheme of the company. And that is like absolutely amazing. So I'm about to see if I can't get more involved in them with them again, and this is pretty nice, very very nice. So anyway, I just
so I was gonna...
it's on a trade. It's a traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Nourish the Children is an innovative of New Skin and is registered in some states as a commercial co-venture. It enables New Skin brand affiliates and customers to purchase a Vitameal, is what you're looking for. So I believe you could probably even go into just Vitameal and see what comes up. But I know 600 million kids get fed because of New Skin. And Lee Iacocca is the chairperson. And I'm always, I just always know. So it says, Nourish the Children, donate Vitameal. And and I think that this will take you. So you're going to need, I wish I knew my number, though. I'm not sure I know my number anymore. Nine. You're going to need a number, and that is 966-8424.
Your number?
USA 966-8424 is my number for that you can go in and do it.
Tell me again.
966 US US. Oh.
That's at the beginning.
But I don't know if it's USW or USA. USW maybe. 966-8424. That's my number.
8424.
But if you go in, even I just did, all I did was put up Vitameal and all of this beautiful quick view for 1, 2, 3, 4, donate, purchase and donate. And this is what I'm going to start doing. Oh, it's $27 for the bag. Pretty amazing.
Okay, are you finished? Do you want me to end this episode?
Yeah. Bye, everybody. Thanks a lot. Talk to you again 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.